T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's welcome into the show the CEO, Grand Poobah, big man in charge, team president of the Atlanta Falcons, Rich McKay, who has been kind enough to join us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Rich.
Good morning, man. Hope you are well.
Yeah, we're doing well. I was just about to ask, Rich, how are you doing? How are you holding up in this quarantine?
Well, listen, it's there's a lot of people that have a lot tougher situation than I do. You know, we're home though. You know, I mean, I've just never in my lifetime, I think the last time I was home for maybe a week was maybe literally when I was a senior in high school in 1977. So it's just to be home for a month is just different, but we're holding up fine. It's just very different. You know, it's very challenging to sit there all day and work and have all these meetings, but have the TV on in the background and see the news. It's a really different environment for us. But one that we will get through. Just in our case, what we're doing, Hugh, is just trying to make sure that our people, we have a lot of people, right? We don't just have a football team, a lot of people that work for us. And just trying to make sure they're all doing well because they're all in different circumstances. You know, some of them are in their apartments. Some of them, you know, we've sent home and they've been lucky enough to go home. They're just all in different circumstances. And we're just trying to make sure that we're looking out for them and making sure they're doing okay.
Yeah, no question about that. With all that being said, Rich, you know, there's 48 hours left, almost 48 hours since the uniform has been released. Was some of the reactions what you thought they would be at this point?
Oh, yes. Yes, you. I've been through a uniform release. I've been in the league long enough where I've been through it before. I remember when I was in Tampa, we did it and changed from the orange and the old Bucko Bruce into what they just went back to this last week. And when we did that, it was brutal. It was positive and it was brutal. It was how could you get rid of the orange? How could, you know, just the reactions are always going to be mixed. But I've been very pleased in a lot of the surveys and stuff. We did a lot of work you in advance. I mean, this wasn't a 6-month process or, you know, a year. This is a multi-year process with Nike, with fan groups, with players, with coaches, trying to make sure we were very respectful of what the Atlanta Falcons are and what the Atlanta Falcons have been. And yet trying to bring a modern edge to it and an Atlanta edge to it. So, that's where we ended up, but yeah, I'm pretty actually pleased. Our core fans have given us good feedback, and listen, in a uniform launch, whenever you make the change, you're going to have positive and you're going to have negative, and that's okay. But we were looking to be, you know, we wanted to be respectful of the red, but we certainly wanted to bring some black on. That was what the fans had told us they wanted, and that is absolutely what our players, both past and present, wanted. And so we tried to do that. We tried to make the uniform somewhat clean, right? We've seen uniforms that have gotten cluttered over the years as they've made changes, and that doesn't, to me, tend to test or handle the test of time. And so that's what we did. And Nike was a really good partner for us. So long process, happy it's behind us, happy it's out there, you know, looking forward to the players actually putting them on and playing in a game.
Falcons team president Rich McKay with John and Hugh talking a little bit of football here. The Falcons store, by the way, next Tuesday morning will open for sales for some of the new gear surrounding the new jerseys and the new look. That'll be next Tuesday morning at AtlantaFalcons.com. Rich, let's talk a little bit about the draft. We heard Coach Quinn coming in talking about some of the challenges as we go towards this NFL draft. What are your concerns in regards to how this is going to take place?
I'm always one then that says, you know, put it in context, right? In the context of the challenges that others are undergoing, our challenges for a draft and conducting a draft really aren't that high. It's just different, right? That's the way I look at it, John. It's just going to be different. I mean, we're so used to the way we've done it and the way we've ramped up the preparation. You know, exactly 2 weeks out, 10 days out, you actually know exactly what type of meeting you're going to have, what time the meeting is, who gets to say what about what player. Well, all that changed. And in changing that, it can be very challenging to the decision makers, to Dan and to Thomas, to make sure that they've got the information the way they want it and from who they've wanted it from in the right way. And that's hard because your rhythm's broke. It's not the same. And that's going to be a challenge. And then I think the other challenge is fear of the unknown. What does the unknown really look like on draft night, in this case, round one, or draft night, round two, or draft day, round three? And I think you're not sure, so you're probably a little nervous. Is the technology going to work? Do we have a way to communicate with all the coaches? If we want to talk to the DB coach, can we get to the DB coach quickly? You know, all those unknowns probably make you a little unsettled, and that's different. But the information and the background and the fact that the area scout's been into that school five times in the last 2 years, has written two different reports on this player, has written a background report, has interviewed the player. I mean, we've got the information, but the way you've gone about making the final decision is different.
We're talking to Rich McKay, Falcons president and CEO, on the WayForward.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, Rich, I know that you like to try to plan ahead for certain things and try to, you know, look at different scenarios. So how do you foresee, with everything that's going on, how do you foresee this affecting the start of the football season? I'm not so much talking about whether or not it's going to start, but how it's going to affect the players.
Yeah, well, I think it's definitely different, Hugh. I think you look at it from your player's mentality, how much different it is. And again, it's almost like the draft, right? In the draft, took you through all the different changes that have gone on. Well, as a player, those changes are beginning now, because on April 20th, you would have been allowed to come to our facility. And in a city like Atlanta, where players like to live, you know, our participation rate in the off season is, you know, 100%. I mean, 100% of our players are in our facility. So we're not starting that way now. And you, as a player, that absolutely upsets the way you get yourself ready. And so I think that's same on our side, right? There's a certain way we've done it where we know how we're going to install the offense. We know how we're going to install the defense. We know how we're going to try to take the young guys. We've got an actual plan. We sat at the end of the year and we did an evaluation of every player. And at that point in time, we actually did a plan that took them through every month, almost every week, but certainly every month of the offseason, and how you were going to develop those skills, whether it was on the board, whether it was on the field, whether it was in the weight room, and how you wanted to take the player from a certain level to a higher level. Well, those are all upset a little bit. You're not doing it exactly the way you thought you were going to do it. So I think what you try to do is live in the moment. I think what you're trying to do is, okay, this is what we're doing right now. We're going to start a virtual offseason. We need to make sure that day one we're productive. Let's not just wait and see what's going to happen. Let's not just wait and see if and when we're going to get into our facilities. Let's get started day one. And I think that the great thing about having somebody like Dan Quinn leading the players is he is driven by that. He wants to give them that information and wants to make sure that they know what is going to be expected of them and how we're going to deliver it. So they've actually been practicing their coaching and how they would coach on Teams, on Microsoft Teams or Zoom or whatever the conference platform you all may want to use. We use Teams mainly. They've been practicing against each other. How would we do it? How big can the room be? In other words, can we have five players on at a time? Can we only have three players on at a time? How can it be effective? Can we actually do a whole offense or not? So it's really different. It is really a challenge for the coaching staff. It's one that they've embraced, and they've spent time doing it. Similar to the draft, where Thomas and his scouts are probably doing a little more prep to put everything further into cement so that so you can deal with the technology issues you may have draft night. I think the same is true of the coaching staff getting ready for this offseason. They spent a lot of time getting ready for it because they have not done it this way, Hugh, before, except in a different way, but in a way, back in 2011 during the lockout, one thing happened there, Hugh. Remember, our CBA was expiring. We locked the players out, so the players weren't allowed to come to our facility. And one of the things the coaches had to do then, you guys may not remember this, was literally we were scrambling to try to get all of our iPads or whatever else we were getting, books, you know, whatever else we were giving to players to go home, because we knew there was a chance we weren't going to see those players until training camp, and that is what happened. And then under rules, you weren't allowed to meet with them. You couldn't talk with them. And so, but you had to get all that information ready. That was, there's some semblance to this because we are going to be able to talk with these guys and work with them. It's just going to be, you know, via a laptop. But it's definitely, definitely challenging.
Well, Rich, we certainly look forward to catching up with you again, talk a little bit more about some of the subjects we weren't able to get to today. And as we move forward towards, you know, the potential of an NFL season, we'll get to all of those by the time we get to playing football again. Wanted to thank you very much for taking a few minutes with us, and look forward to, you know, the sales. It'll be interesting because I, you know, notwithstanding whether, you know, there's always going to be, you know, pluses or minuses on a uniform drop, I imagine next Tuesday when those sales go online that they're going to be boffo.
Yeah, I think that is the case. And we wanted to make sure that our season ticket holders, you know, we gave them 50% off for a reason. You know, we want to look out and be respectful of them, and we want to make sure that they can get access to those uniforms. And they've already told us they're ready to go. They would like to go now. But as you say, that will be next week. I hope all you guys have a good Easter, but I hope you stay safe and look out for one another, right? That's the phrase we kind of use in our, we're not just looking out for you, but look out for one another, make sure everybody is staying safe. It's a very unusual, unprecedented time.
Thank you, Rich.
Yeah, and you stay right, safe as well.
Thank you. Okay, see you guys. Talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.